It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, more of Tom Martin's conversation with Dr. Nancy Cox, Dean of the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, on the challenges of feeding a rapidly expanding world population.
There seems to be widespread agreement that food production must increase substantially while at the same time minimizing environmental impact. Sounds like a pretty tall order.
It is a tall order. And you think about, we're producing more food on less land than, say, 100 or 150 years ago. 150 years ago, a farmer fed his own family, his or her own family. Today, 155 humans are fed by each farmer or more in this country. And as you mentioned, the sustainability and environmental quality, wildlife habitat is also a consideration. So farming practices have greatly improved over the last few years, or last decades, due to agricultural research, such that we can minimize the fertilizer needed for optimum plant growth. We can protect the streams and water sources from runoff of fertilizer or pesticides. So while agricultural productivity has greatly increased, we have also been paying much more attention to the environment along the way.
Is the management of food waste a topic that gets attention at UK Ag?
Several different aspects of this are practiced within our college. One is that we have a campus kitchen, which is a national organization of students who want to affiliate and reduce food waste. The campus kitchen at UK has about 400 or 500 students that volunteer to repackage dining hall and other kinds of food. It really makes a difference to reduce food waste. As we talk about developing new technologies to produce food better, we also just need the old block and tackle technology of let's not waste the food.
How do these projections of world population growth, which are kind of scary, we're looking at going from where we are now, roughly 7, 8 billion, to something like well over 11, close to 12 billion by 2050. How do those projections play into what future agricultural professionals are going to have to know?
We are dependent on a lot of research to figure out that drought-resistant plant or that super-efficient goat or cow or fish. We have depended on the progress of research to get where we are today. Actually, the growth in research productivity or the growth in agricultural production as the result of research is slacking off. We are not funding our research as much as we used to. China is about double the United States in investment in agricultural research, which is encouraging if you're thinking about the worldwide population. But it is daunting to think about the U.S. not being the major innovator in agricultural production and not being the major funder of agricultural research. That said, the productivity that we've experienced in the last 150 years should continue at some rate, and we should be able to figure out solutions for the world's population.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.